As you all know, tomorrow is going to be a very big day for a lot of people, one that is nationally observed as a day of Thanksgiving. But of course, as Christians, we're to be thankful all the time. Remember that Paul told the Thessalonians, in everything, give thanks. And one way that I like to think of being thankful for everything is listening to little children, especially at their prayers at bedtime or going around the table at Thanksgiving. You'll hear all kinds of things that they are thankful for. The smallest things, the biggest things, and sometimes even a list of names. People that have done a lot of things in their life that they are very thankful for. And tonight I'd like for us to look at one particular individual that did something that no doubt many were thankful for. If you would please read with me from the book of Acts, the 9th chapter. Acts chapter 9, and I'd like for us to begin in verse 36. Acts chapter 9, verse 36. At Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room, and since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out, and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. You'll notice that the first thing we're told about her in verse 36 is she was full of good works and charitable deeds. A person that was full of doing very good things. You know, the Bible tells us as Christians that's the way we need to be. In Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 10, we're told to take advantage of every opportunity to do good unto someone. Sometimes we don't even know when an opportunity might arise. It could sneak up at any point in any time. But Dorcas was one that took advantage of those opportunities. She was full of them. And don't you think that God is pleased when we do something good? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 16 that when we do good and to share, God is well pleased. But it is something that we would not forget to do. And no doubt she didn't forget. Neither did others forget what she had done. After all, they were pointing out to Peter the things that she had made. And Peter could see the influence that she had on these individuals. After all, they were willing to come to him and ask him to do something about this situation. And Peter certainly was able to do something with God's help. When he presented her alive, you can imagine the joy that people share. Have you ever felt that way? Knowing that there was someone that was very dear, very important to you, only to have them go away for a little while and you wanted to see them again? Sometimes death was a separation. But as people knew when Jesus walked the earth, it could have been just a temporary situation. After all, remember Lazarus? Jesus was able to raise him back to life. And after Jesus had been risen back to life himself, he left his apostles the instruction to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. And as they went about commanding the disciples to follow the instructions of Christ, we find there are things that they were able to do. They too had the power to bring some back to life. And we find in Luke chapter 15, we're taught about a different condition. there was a father that had a son that ran away. And he even declared him to be dead. But when he came home, he said he is alive again. We can die not only physically, but also spiritually. And it is in Christ in which all shall be made alive. That's what Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22. And he told the Galatians in chapter 2 and verse 20 that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Dorcas lived a life that people would know to see God living in her. And when people look to us, what do they see? What would they say if we too would die? Would they say this is just the end? Or is there something else? Remember the words of the book of Hebrews in chapter 9 and in verse 27. We're told there that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. There were those that eagerly waited to see what was going to happen to Dorcas. But even more so, we must eagerly wait for Jesus Christ, the one that can bring us back to God because of the sins that we have committed. We can have them washed away through his blood. But then, did you catch what was told after Dorcas was risen from the dead? There were many that believed on the Lord. Perhaps this was influenced by a combination of factors. Perhaps by the good life that Dorcas lived. Perhaps by Peter being able to raise her from the dead. And there's no doubt that things working together would cause certain ones to believe on the Lord. That's what happened even when Jesus was here. We're told in John chapter 11 and in verse 45 that many of the Jews saw the things that he did and they too believed in him. We must believe in the Lord that he is Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, that he was one that knew no sin, neither was any guile found in his mouth, that he was the one that died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again. But you know, the belief didn't end when only Jesus was here upon the earth. No, even when his apostles went teaching and preaching the word of God, there are many things that they saw. There are many things that they heard as the apostles could do. And then many believed on the Lord. You know, today we can still believe on the Lord. We can hear the Word of God proclaimed. Know the things that took place between that time and even today. And just as there were many that believed on the Lord during the days of Dorcas, there are those that can believe right here and right now. And so, as I look back, what am I thankful for? Well, one thing I'm thankful for is the biblical account that we have of Dorcas, the things that she did and the people that believed on the Lord as a result. I am also thankful for those of us here in this congregation that serve the Lord and are willing to have that good influence on others. And I'm thankful for any and everyone that strives to live the life that God has called us to live. Now I'm thankful for God and for the gift that he gave of his only begotten Son, and Jesus for laying down his life that he may take it again and give us an eternal home in heaven. What about you? Do you join me in being thankful for these things? What are some things that you are thankful for, or some people that too have had a great influence on your life, or perhaps the influence that you are having on the lives of many others? Tonight we're about to sing the song of encouragement. If there is one tonight that needs to respond to that invitation, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.